Hey, I just want to thank all the 78 people that came out to the one-day course today. Hopefully you guys learned something, get some drearier weather, and it was a little bit of a difficult room to speak in, but hopefully you guys learned something, everybody got some nuggets out of it, and I'm hoping to see some of the guys at the guys and girls at the May 18th course, or the June 13th and 14th two-day course, if you guys really want to get that next level game up to where you need to be or where you want to be in police work. Come to the two-day course. It's excellent. But today I'm going to jump on here and just talk about State versus Camillo versus State versus Pearlstein. We had a member of the group who asked a question in a previous thread, and I think he got both of them confused. So I'm going to just try to clear this up. And if he had confusion and anybody else has confusion, I wanted to make sure that I address this properly. So here's what State versus Camillo said. 2005, merely refusing to answer a police officer's question and failing to provide their name, date of birth, and social security number to an officer who required the information to prepare an incident report does not constitute obstructing under 2C29-1. The language of 2C29-A1 is clear. I'm sorry, 1A is clear. It requires obstruction B by means of flight, intimidation, force, violence, or physical interference or obstacle. We know that obstruction is only charged with a physical act. Somebody lying about their name would not constitute obstruction. That's hindering apprehension. Here, none of those conditions existed. Must have at least one of these to arrest. Silence will not satisfy the requirement. And you must wait until the suspect violates 2C29-1 because silence will not violate the statute. What does that mean? So Camilla was a trooper who responds to a call of a guy who's broken down on the front grass or front yard of somebody's house. And the guy's like, I don't want to report. The trooper's like, I'm going to do one anyway. So the guy who's broken down, he's like, oh, let me get your information. The guy's like, I'm not giving you my info. I broke down. It's a broken down car. You don't need my info for a report. The trooper says, well, I'll lock you for obstructing administration of law if you don't give me your information. And the guy says, I'm not giving it to you. So the trooper locks him up, brings him in charge with obstructing administration. You would think that was good to go, but it's not. The court says is if you're going to charge with obstructing, per se, obstructing, the charge of obstructing, it has to be a physical interference. And this was not a physical interference. We saw this happen with a couple of state troopers a few years ago when they stopped a lawyer, an attorney, I think up in Sussex County, and they asked her for license, registration, insurance. They proceeded to ask her questions, and she remained silent. She didn't say anything, but she did provide the documentation. Now, State versus Pearlstein goes back to 1985, where somebody was stopped for a motor vehicle violation. This would also apply in a motor vehicle crash investigation, where you must provide your documentation. Doesn't mean you have to give statements, but you cannot refuse to give your documents to a police officer when you're stopped for a motor vehicle. This will constitute obstructing administration of law and will subject the person to being arrested and charged accordingly. So that's the difference between the two. You have an obligation to cooperate and provide your credentials on a motor vehicle stop or a motor vehicle crash, where this here, this guy was, this trooper was preparing an incident report, and the guy was just silent about it. He didn't try to run. He didn't try to leave. Now, if he tried to run from the scene, that's a different story than you have an obstructing administration of law statute violation. But he didn't do that. So you'd have to wait until that occurs in order to charge obstructing. Hopefully that clears everything up for Camillo versus Pearlstein. For the guys who are watching this, unfortunately, this was a New Jersey video. So sorry, out-of-state guys. We are this close to booking an out-of-state class. We'll see the guys. I'm not even going to say where yet, but we're heading down there, boys. We'll see you soon, and have a good night. If you guys need anything or want to reach out to me, send me a message here on Facebook, and I'll address anything you want. Check out streetcoptraining.com. Any questions you have, I'd be more than happy and willing to answer them if I can. Thank you.